started. Welcome everyone to the October 25, 2016 Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. Hope everyone has survived the storm and recovering well still. We'll get right to it. The first item on our agenda is approval of September 27, 2016 meeting minutes, which has been previously distributed to the board. No further discussion. I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the board meeting minutes.
A second.
The minutes have been approved and seconded. We'll vote now. That's been approved. Move to the regular agenda. First item on the regular agenda is 14 Half Moon River Court. It's a variance request to the accessory structure standards, and we'll hear from staff at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The first item on our agenda today is a request at 14 Half Moon River Court. The petitioner is requesting a variance to the 900 square foot maximum allowed for accessory structures within front yards. Per the ordinance, accessory structures within front yards shall, among other requirements, be a maximum of 100 square feet in size and not exceed one story in height, and the proposed structure exceeds these maximums. The petitioner, existing single-family residence and detached garage on Half Moon River Court, seen here in this plat, the existing residence is here. This is the cul-de-sac of Half Moon River Court, and there's an existing detached garage. The petitioner's intent is to expand the footprint of that garage seen here. You can see the existing garage on the lower portion of the screen, and the petitioner is proposing this expansion on the rear of the property. The proposed expansion is approximately 16 by 40 storage space with upper story storage as well. This is a photograph of the existing house and detached garage here. So the expansion will be on the rear of this detached structure. This is an aerial image of 14 Half Moon River Court. There is a two vacant lots actually behind the property, one of which is privately owned and one of which appears to be in the ownership of a coastal marine research facility. Within the islands area, detached structures are not uncommon and they are permitted within front yards. The zoning ordinance was amended to allow that a number of years ago due to the fact that it was less desirable in marsh areas and on riverfronts to have your accessory structures within rear yards where they would typically be allowed or permitted. However, with that, the requirement is that if they are within a front yard, they be no more than 900 square feet in size and one story in height. The petitioner is proposing to increase the existing accessory structure to a total of about 1,350 square feet. It's over a 50% increase over what's permitted. Based on the requirements of the zoning ordinance as it relates to variance requests, staff is recommending denial of the proposed expansion.
Any questions or comments for staff at this time?
The existing garage structure is two stories as well, or are those dormers just
Those are dormers. There's some. There appears to be some upper story storage, but it wouldn't qualify as a two-story structure.
Have we heard anything from neighbors? I know you said they're vacant lots, but anything from the owners?
We have not heard any support or opposition from the adjoining property owners.
Anyone else have anything?
Can I see the plat again?
Just...
How close to the property line will the expansion be?
The property expansion... to the rear of the south?
Yes, the rear.
The rear property line. This shows...
speeds are wrong, right? 7.5 feet.
Yep, 7.5 feet from the property line.
Seven point three on one side, 5.9 on the other. I guess it's the line, maybe angled.
And the proper setback is how much?
Five feet. And Mr. Steve has a clarification.
The exception for accessory structures in the front requires that they be, let me get the exact section here. They have to be 10 feet from the adjacent, here it is, setback a minimum of 50 feet from vehicular right-of-way and 10 feet from adjoining property lines.
And I see the adjacent lot behind it on the plat.
Just the household items you would normally find there.
So the height is the same. We've submitted this to our HOA. The vacant lot immediately to the west is owned by some friends of ours that are going to build there someday. They're familiar with the expansion. We've talked with both of our neighbors on either side. And the property in the rear, Herb Nichols, who's an elderly gentleman, Mark Shaw with Greenberg, Weinberg, Green, something, the legal firm, is the trustee, and he's fully aware in support of our expansion. We have set it back the same as the house, in fact, just a little bit more. It would be finished exactly the same, same color. In fact, at the request of the HOA and Mr. Shaw, we put windows in the rear so that there wouldn't be a blank wall there that would give the appearance of a blank wall. There's a good bit of landscape material between us and Mr. Nichols' property, and he has some small shed-type buildings behind it to obscure it further. From the street, it'll hardly be noticeable. We designed it to project a little bit on either side for access purposes. But as you saw from the earlier picture with the landscaping, et cetera, the residents there are hardly even going to see it. From the front, it remains pretty much unchanged. I don't know if there's anything further I can add. I do have some pictures on my telephone, but I don't know if there's any way to share this with you or not, up of the existing structures.
Any questions or comments from the petitioner? Thank you,
sir.
Anyone here from the public to speak on this matter? Any further discussion, or anyone want to hear from staff again? All right, motions.
Move to approve.
Mr. Chairman, before y'all take a vote on a motion, would you like any clarification on the rear yard setback issue that came up? Because that would have to be a part of any approval if it were approved.
I thought it was 10 feet and we were within it. I did that hear wrong?
No, that's correct.
Yeah. So there's no variance needed?
Well, if he's got 7 feet and it should be 10, that would be...
There would be a rear yard setback variance.
Yes.
Oh, it needs to be.
Right.
Oh, now I hear it. I didn't bring my car for this morning. That wasn't noticed, though, was it?
So just a, well, it wasn't, but the dimensions of each variance request is not part of the notice requirement. Only a notice of a petition, and then the details of that petition are brought forth here.
Could I make one further comment?
Yes, sir.
If I may.
If that's a necessary part, I understand. I was not advised. In fact, when I did meet and inquire, I was told that the rear setback was 6 feet, which is exactly the setback to which the house is built next door. So we made an effort to not encroach on what we were told the setback was. It appears that it's different than I was given the understanding. But we are setting back exactly the same thing as the existing house, actually a few inches, maybe a foot or so further. The house that's existing is 6 feet off the property line in the same rear setting as the garage would be. I believe that was 7 feet, 3 inches. So we'd actually be further from the property line than the house is.
So we have a 7.3 foot setback on the rear, and we have a 5.9 foot on the side. So.
And the house that's existing is 6 feet, so the garage is actually, the expansion would be 1 foot 3 further than the house that exists is.
So, Mr. Seabeck, if you'll tell us, it's 10 feet for the rear?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
And what's the side setback?
Well, in this case, it says it must be 10 feet from any property line.
So it's 10 feet for both?
Yes.
Point 7 foot. 4.9 staff first, then on the issue of the two setbacks. If there's any comments.
Do you have anything, Bob?
No, sir, other than I wanted to bring it to your attention to what the correct number was.
The only thing I would add is regarding setback variances in general as it relates to accessory structures. The same standards apply as it would relate to our recommendation and how we come to it, in that if there is some reason why the proposed construction cannot meet the setbacks, then we would recommend that you approve those. If that reason is that the petitioner has a certain design or size that they would prefer, then from our standpoint, we can't recommend approval based on that. So that's the only thing that I would add.
From your visual inspection of the property, is the vegetation and accessory structures in adjoining lots such that the practical impact on the neighbors would be minimal to none?
Yeah, I did visit the property, and I would. It would be my opinion that based on the orientation and the existing vegetation, that the proposed structure relative to impacts would be minimal if the setbacks were infringed upon. But the rules aren't written that way, so that's why.
Any other questions or comments for staff this time? Anything further from you, Mr. Gillett?
No, sir.
All right. And I guess I'll ask again, anyone from the public now want to speak on the setbacks? All right. No further discussion, we'll entertain motions.
Move to approve.
What? Reasoning?
Well, because of the minimal impact the staff has done, provided we are okay with the lack of notice, if that is not an issue, then I move to approve.
It's been moved to approve. Let's scroll down to the bottom and say just how I want it. We move to approve the 460 square foot variant from the 900 square foot maximum of an accessory front yard structure. We're also moving to approve a 2.7 foot variance to the rear yard setback and a 4.1 foot variance to the side yard setback. Second.
Second.
I'll move.
Second it.
And just for my own clarity, when we're voting to approve, are we voting to deny staff recommendation, or are we voting to approve the request as presented?
We're voting to approve the variance request.
Okay.
Right.
Motion.
Approved. Good luck with your move, Ms. Savannah, or the rest of your move, Ms. Savannah. Next item on our regular agenda is 215 Lyman Hall Road. It's a marsh buffer setback variance request. And we'll hear from staff this time.
Screen is the parcel at 215 Lyman Hall Road. It's a conforming half-acre lot within the Long Point subdivision. The petitioner is requesting a 15-foot marsh buffer setback from the 35-foot requirement. Their intent is to construct a swimming pool and pool enclosure on the site. This is an aerial photograph of the subject property. And the proposed location of the pool in the river.
I take it this isn't state waters.
I didn't receive a request to find that. So it's probably
along the south side of Lyman Hall Road.
I don't think out there it would be.
On this text map.
It wouldn't be rested vegetation.
No.
There are approximately
I think there's a bulkhead anyway.
40 homes.
I don't like to say anything until I've been to the
south side of Lyman Hall Road. At least based on the aerial photography from 2013. Amongst those, only one of those includes an in-ground swimming pool due to the fact that there is marsh along the rear of those lots. The one that is present appears to meet, at least visually, the setback requirements. As you all know, the marsh buffer setback was amended in 2010 to a countywide 35-foot requirement. And although a change in the regulations occurred during the time in which the property owner has resided in this location, the current design would have required a variance even under the old rules, if you will. In this aerial photograph, you can see the marsh that runs along the rear of these properties. And I will show you also. So this is Lyman Hall Road. Subject property is here, and the marsh runs essentially behind the backyards of all these properties. As I mentioned, the petitioner is requesting a 15-foot variance, essentially to build within 20 feet of the marsh buffer as delineated by DNR, and staff is recommending denial based on the standards of the zoning ordinance.
Any questions or comments of that? For staff? Now we'll hear from the petitioner.
Good morning.
Morning. And have you signed in?
Yes, I have.
And what's your name?
My name is Scott Sparks.
Mr. Sparks, if you'll raise your right hand, do you swear your testimony this morning to be the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
What we're asking to do as far as impact is almost non-existent. At the back of the structure, you'll notice that there is a great deal of vegetation. As a matter of fact, it's hard to even get to the marsh from the backyard. It's quite dense and heavily vegetated there. Across from the marsh is wooded lots also. So from a marsh standpoint, there's no visual impact. And can you pull up the photograph that was attached to that, it looks like this?
Yep, I'm going to show that right now.
Yes, sir. Department of Natural Resources came out and put some flags where they deemed the wet location begins on two of the corners of the property. And when they originally measured with this particular plot plan, the structure would have been 27 feet 9. And Actually, I came back later, and there was a conversation between Mr. Latson and I by email that I noticed the back of what would be the bottom left corner of the line for the DNR. It curves a bit at that point. There's a little inset, which was about a 5 feet differential, creating about 22 feet nine, rather, or closer to 23 feet. That is why we actually asked for 15 instead of 10. The DNR said they were looking for 25 feet as the Georgia Department of Natural Resources setback requirements was 25. If the board would petition also, I noticed the staff recommended denial, we would be, I'm sure, adequately able to perform this deed at 25 feet setback or a 10 feet variance. I believe that would be sufficient.
Have you heard from any of your neighbors on this matter?
No, sir.
Are there any questions or comments for the petitioner?
Are there any regulations of the subdivision homeowner association on in-ground pools, setbacks, so forth?
The association Long Point said that if all was required is for a county permit to be possessed for the project to go forward. They've approved it as you see it here.
Any other questions for the petitioner? Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Is anyone here from the public? Jeff, do you have any comments on this one?
I do. I have not had a request to go. Is this thing on?
I think so.
No. There we go. I have not had a request to do a state waters buffer determination out here. And as we all know, the buffer law changed at the beginning of this year, and there's been a lot of confusion about how to enforce that. And if there is there a bulkhead at the site?
Yes, sir. There's no water present there except at extreme high water marks. It's pretty much a dry marsh.
But you don't have a structure like a bulkhead or a retaining wall at the marsh line?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Because I haven't seen the site, I can't say as to whether there is a state waters buffer there. And if a variance is granted closer than 25 feet to the jurisdictional determination, that could impact the state waters buffer, and the property owner should not do any work within 25 feet of the jurisdictional determination without a variance from the state as well as this body. So something to keep in mind. And I can't say one way or another because I haven't been to the site.
Okay. If you'll come back up.
Okay. With a 10 feet variance, we'd still be within the 25 feet. Success would be able to perform, I believe, what the homeowner is looking to do.
Would you be able to construct what you want to do without like stockpiling or moving equipment through that 25 foot buffer?
Sir. Okay. Yes, sir. Quite easily.
I'd still like to give you a letter so that you can have it for the file. That would mean doing a site visit.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions or comments? Anyone?
I'd be comfortable tabling this until that site visit could occur and we could hear back. I hate to inconvenience anybody, but I'd like the full complement of information before we vote.
Probably getting a little chilly to use the pool right now anyway, so. anyone else have thoughts on that?
I agree. I think we need to get Jeff to go out and look at it. And, you know, we have changed the setback. We were all in agreement with that when it was changed. And so I'd like some more information.
Mr. Sparks.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No problem.
Under our current setback, I'm looking at the flat. I have to assume it's not really a possibility.
To meet the 35 feet, is that your...
True, it would impact the customer's desires to the point where it may not be possible to give them the size pool that they're looking for.
Yeah.
I mean, that being said.
But we've heard from two board members who are inclined to want to wait for Mr. Kirkland's visit and his opinion. I'm of like mind. Would you like to request a continuance until the next meeting next month?
What if we went with the 10-foot variance rather than the 15, which would give us more than the 25 feet, give us the 25 feet setback that the state requires? Would that be something that we could move forward with? If not, we would, of course, accept the continuance.
I'm reading tea leaves here, but I would probably get the continuance.
Yes, sir.
Unless I'm reading the tea leaves incorrectly.
No.
Okay.
We'll take that as a request for a continuance.
Okay. I appreciate 20 that.
Second.
So we don't get the vote on that, do we?
No.
Mr. Chairman, I need to explain this.
Good luck today, unless you're against someone from my firm.
No. Should be fine.
The next matter on our agenda is 25A Island Drive, a side yard setback variance request. I'll hear from staff at this time.
Petitioner is requesting a 1.5-foot side yard setback variance from the 7-foot requirement as they propose to create an addition, as I mentioned. It's along the eastern property line. The addition that's currently designed will extend a maximum of 16 inches into the setback with a total encroachment of about 9.5 square feet.
Frank Stevens.
Mr. Stevens, do you swear your testimony this morning will be the truth?
I do.
Anything else you'd like to share with us?
No. The existing house has a tiny, tiny little compartment in the back from 50 years ago, and we're trying to make it handicap accessible for the owner's elder years. And in doing so, we also try to catch a glimpse of the terrific river view. And next door, there is a substantial tree line along there. And then the house next door, I think I showed it. The house next door is a good way as off. You can see the distance here to the other house. There's a driveway in here. It's a good distance. And I think the encroachment at grade is 9 inches, and then a box bay sticks out a little bit more, another 7 inches, so it's minimal. As small as I can make it to get that window looking out toward the water.
Any questions or comments for the petitioner?
Nope.
Right. Anyone here from the public to speak on this matter? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Move to approve staff recommendation.
My second.
Right. Properly moved and second, and we will vote this time.
Thank you.
You don't know what we're going to vote for yet, Ms. Tiffany.
I thought I was done. Y'all have a good day.
Let's vote no.
Walk out of here.
You're all good.
I'm just going to vote no.
Is there any other business?
One last thing, if the chairman doesn't have anything, we can adjourn first. It's up to you. We are updating our website, and we're part of that update is adding photographs of our board members. So we've got our local NPC photographer waiting for y'all outside. So on your way out.
Glad I did not dress bummy.
I didn't bring my makeup consultant.
It did occur to me that I waited till now to tell you.
I could have gotten a haircut yesterday.
I didn't need one.
And is it going to be on Facebook?
No.
Good.
About the county website.
Right.
All right, we're adjourned.
Whatever I need.